The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everyone. What's going on?
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to KC. See, I was always waiting for the NASCAR sound that
goes
by. I always thought that's when Carl starts. Hey, good morning. Welcome to KCNR Radio. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. I'm joined with Alex, who's in the studio.
What's going on, guys?
It is Monday, February 9th, 2026, and honestly, I think the actual start of 2026. Whenever the Super Bowl happens, I feel like life is getting back to normal. Everybody's finished with Christmas and New Year's resolutions. January winter has gone by. January's sort of a blur.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Super Bowl is like, I would consider the big unifying global.
Yeah.
Watch party for everyone. It's like Thanksgiving, but with more nachos.
Did your team win? That's a good answer.
I don't watch. I don't watch football. I feel like if my friend's listening and I said like a football team, they'd text me and say, you don't watch football. I'm a Niners fan because it's California.
Of course.
But yesterday's game, we had the Patriots versus the Seahawks. I would be rooting for the Seahawks since West Coast, Best Coast. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, me too. Same here.
And, Patriots. Patriots didn't have that strong of a game yesterday, and I think everybody would agree that yesterday's game was
kind of boring. Yeah, man.
But that's okay. It's a great day to get drunk with your closest friends. And
I think we're both there on that one.
And yeah, and show up to work today if you're getting up. I hope it's a good one for you. I am filling in for Carl and Linda.
Yes.
Because they said it's Super Bowl Sunday. So, hey, Carl, Linda, I hope you guys are enjoying your Monday morning. And, hey, it's a lot more beautiful than I expected this week for weather. We've had these 70-degree weeks these last 2 weeks, but now it's going back into an actual winter that I'm hoping. So this week we're looking at our highest is Thursday and Friday at 61 degrees Fahrenheit, but otherwise pretty much in the low 40s and 50s this entire week. And I'm hoping... All I'm hoping for is that we get rain again. If we have a February and March that's rainy, we're going to have a really nice summer. But otherwise, I don't know. It's looking a little bleak right now. And I know we always have an early spring here in Shasta County, but gosh. Alex, were you living here when we had the drought years?
Yes. Yes, I was here then. Yep, I remember that.
It was awful. It was awful. And it's like I want to enjoy Whiskey Town and Shasta Lake City and also... Mount Shasta Ski Park's closed. Mount Shasta Ski Park is closed until around next week sometime because the lack of snow and majority rain and sun. So it's not ideal conditions for snowboarding or skiing. And for the people who have gone already, they're enjoying their time. But, gosh, it's never good to have a bad ski season up at Mount Shasta.
Yeah.
So, Super Bowl party happened. What news is happening today? I have a list of news, but honestly, y'all know, the news is not that positive.
Right? Who knows what might happen this week, you know?
Who knows? Here's what we all should know. Yesterday was the Super Bowl. On Friday, Thursday and Friday, is when the Olympics kicked off in Milan,
mm-hmm.
the 2026 Winter Olympics. There are around 200-plus Americans competing. And representing the United States of America at the Olympics. And,
do you watch that?
I tune in whenever. I like hockey.
Yeah.
I tune into hockey.
Ice skating's kind of cool.
Ice skating's cool. Curling. That's where it's at. That's where it's at. I don't know how our curling team is.
The luge.
Yes. That one's a crazy sport to watch. And, to our listeners this morning, we don't have a guest for this first hour, cluing you into that. So if it's just Alex and I talking about what we eat for breakfast.
Or something.
Telling
yeah.
jokes. But if you have something to talk about, feel free to give us a call at 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567. I'm KCNR Radio. We'll take your phone call. We'll talk about whatever's going on, what's on your mind. And but otherwise, we have our what is it, 7:15?
Yeah.
7:15, mm-hmm. We're going to have our community calendar.
Yes.
So we're going to take our first break of the morning. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We'll be back with the community calendar. It's going to take more than one margarita. I'm going to call you my sweet señorita. I'm going to leave up tonight only with you. All you have to do is to be ready for some action now. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day comes with jobs no one talks about. That's why Grange Co-op has the number two sale of the year. And it's a big deal. Grab scoops, bags, potty pads, litter, bedding, digestive helpers, and fertilizer to keep everything moving. From clogs and stalls to everyday cleanups, we've got the tools to handle your business. Pets, poultry, livestock, or lawns, we cover it all. Shop in store or online. The number two sale runs February 9th through the 15th at Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding. Because at Grange Co-op, we know life happens.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-6-42.
Everybody calls us.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Love it. Xanadu. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher with Alex in the studio, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning. It's a beautiful morning on Monday, February 9th, 2026. If you're waking up right now, you're waking up to a nice, beautiful, brisk day. And if you're waking up at all and heading to work, good for you. Because yesterday was the Super Bowl, and I spent the Super Bowl myself. I spent it with friends over at the Elks Lodge.
Nice.
And honest, after that experience, I need to become an elk. All of you who have been elks for all these years, you figured something out. Cheap drinks, big screens, crockpots full of every single cocktail weenie and miniature meatball that you could think of, and every single variety of potato chip all placed out.
Sounds healthy.
On a long 8x8, what is it? Folding table.
Yeah, there you go.
It was amazing. So, Elks Club. Hey, if you guys want to sponsor me, Blake Fisher. I just need three. Alex, I think we have the community calendar this morning.
We do, as a matter of fact.
Okay. I'm going to pass it over.
Well, good Monday morning, everyone. And Alex, how did you know I love that movie and I listen to that soundtrack often?
Well, I was telling Blake during the break, you know, when Carl and Linda are gone, I can cut loose with the music. So,
all right, well, you can just play that over and over. We're good.
Okay, I'll put that in the rotation.
Well, today, February 9th, is National Pizza Day and National Clean Out Your Computer Day. One of the many themes for the month of February is American Heart Month, and we have an event coming up with that theme in mind. So let's get to our community calendar. The Frontier Senior Center in Anderson is looking for volunteers to help start new clubs and activities for our local seniors. Now, you can stop by the center Monday through Fridays from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. or call 530-365-3254. The center is located at 2081 Frontier Trail in Anderson. They also host a plethora of weekly activities at the center, so check them out and bring a friend. Also, be sure, visit them on Facebook at Frontier Senior Center. This Wednesday, February 11th, the Special Olympics Shasta County will hold their Special Olympics Plus One event, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the YMCA located at 1155 North Court Street in Reading. The event will feature a little dancing, craft card making, and more. For additional details, check out Special Olympics Shasta County on Facebook. Look for a book drive this week going on through February 13th called The Love of Literacy. New or gently used books for kids or teens can be dropped off at Les Schwab locations in Reading, Anderson, and Burney. You can also drop off donations at the Reading Library. To view the event flyer or more information, visit Retire Shasta on Facebook. Donations will be distributed to the little free libraries across Shasta County. This weekend, check out A Season to Die For, a romantic comedy mystery by Robert J. LeBlanc, on Friday, February 13th, or Saturday, Valentine's Day, at the Riverfront Playhouse, located at 1950 California Street in Reading. Tickets are $50 per person. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Show starts at 7. This is an interactive murder mystery dinner show. For tickets or more information, visit riverfrontplayhouse.net online. The Anderson Historical Society and Museum will hold a Founders Day open house on Saturday, February 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 2330 Ferry Street in Anderson. More information can be found on the Anderson Historical Society and Museum Facebook page or call 530-364-2049. The Rotary Club of Burney Fall River presents the Love Boat for their annual Fireworks in February fundraising dinner that will take place on Saturday, February 14th, starting at 5 p.m. at the VFW Hall in Burney. This event is open to the public, and if you are interested, check out Rotary Club Burney Fall River on Facebook for more details. Enjoy Valentine's Day dinner and a show this Saturday, February 14th, featuring the clairvoyance mind-reading duo featured on America's Got Talent at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center located at 2100 Reading Rancheria Road. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., and this event is for those 21 and older. More information can be found at WinRiver.com. This Sunday, February 15th, look for the Reading Bridal Show at the Reading Civic Auditorium from 12 noon to 4 p.m. General admission is $16, and kids 13 and under are free. This event is being presented by NorCal Weddings. The Reading Civic Auditorium is located at 700 Auditorium Drive. For more information, visit readingcivic.com or readingbridalshow.com. Sign up for spring sports with the Special Olympics Shasta County are available through February 21st. Athletes can register for tennis, swimming, and bocce. Practice is scheduled to start the beginning of March. You can register online at sonc.org, Special Olympics, Northern California. For more information, visit Special Olympics Shasta County on Facebook or call 530-410-8220. Check out Japanese Woodblock Print Show, now taking place at Shasta College Art Gallery and running through April 16th. The exhibit is open to the public Mondays through Thursdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Fridays, 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Admission is free. Shasta College is located at 11555 Old Oregon Trail in Reading. For more information, visit shastacollege.edu and scroll down to the events option. Also, be sure and check them out on Facebook. Now, I will be off for the next 2 Mondays, but I have a couple of Save the Dates. So Save the Date events coming up here. So let's start off with Save the Date for the 4-H and Shasta District Fair Day Camp 2026, which is going to take place February 18th through 20th. The event will run 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is open to our youth ages 6 to 12. $20 for non-4-H members, and 4-H members are free. Space is limited, though, so get your registration in. More information can be found on the Shasta District Fair and Events Center Facebook page. Also, save the date for the Walk with a Doc event on Saturday, February 21st from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge in Reading. This is a free event and all are welcome. The focus of this event is heart health, as February is American Heart Month. To view the event flyer or more details, visit Mercy Medical Center Reading on Facebook. And that is just a sample of great events coming up. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Catch everyone back again on the first Monday of March.
Cool. Thank you. All right.
Thank you, guys. Have a great week.
You too.
Thanks.
All right, that it is, there it is. There's our community calendar for the week. Yes, things are happening. Things are livening up. Things are quite spectacular. So thanks.
Thanks, Blake. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. So here's the other thing. You know, last week, since we have a few minutes before we have to take our next break, Alex, I don't know if the community calendar mentioned last week, but it was First Fridays in downtown Reading.
Yeah, they did mention that.
Have you ever been to First Fridays?
I have not, but I'm going to be going. A quick plug for me, if I can. I start a podcast tomorrow at Fratelli's live about movies that are hard to watch. And so I'll be definitely involved with the Fridays downtown.
Hey, Alex, I think we have our guest here that's going to be, I didn't know we had a guest. That's great.
Surprise!
Hey, we're going to be taking a break, right now, and we'll be back and we'll figure out who our next guest is. It's pretty exciting. All right, let's take a break. As
I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Every day comes with jobs no one talks about. That's why Grange Co-op has the number two sale of the year. And it's a big deal. Grab scoops, bags, potty pads, litter, bedding, digestive helpers, and fertilizer to keep everything moving. From clogs and stalls to everyday cleanups, we've got the tools to handle your business. Pets, poultry, livestock, or lawns, we cover it all. Shop in store or online. The number two sale runs February 9th through the 15th at Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Because at Grange Co-op, we know life happens.
Are you looking for a night of powerful music and big band swing? Join the North State Jazz Orchestra for an unforgettable concert on Sunday, February 22nd at Sequoia Middle School in Reading. From classic jazz standards to bold, modern arrangements, this is live jazz at its best, performed by some of the finest musicians in the North State. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., music starts at 7 p.m., and the energy is guaranteed. Don't miss this 40-piece North State Jazz Orchestra, February 22nd.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
I got you.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. And it's a beautiful Monday morning, February 9th, 2026, 728 AM, and it is nice, brisk, cool morning. I'm excited. You know, I didn't even know I had a guest from this next half an hour. At 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., we're going to have the Shasta College hour. But right now, I am joined with Preston Sharp.
What's up?
What's up? Preston Sharp, Flags and Flowers. Wonderful to see you, Preston.
Good to see you, too.
You're incredible. I feel like I'm with a celebrity whenever I see you. But I love that I got to know you prior to your professional career over at Camp McCumber back in the day as a camper yourself.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a good camp.
That was good times. Preston, I feel like most everybody knows you, and you've given the introduction to yourself, but for our listeners that don't know, Preston, tell us a little bit about Flags and Flowers for Veterans and how long you've been working on this project.
So this is my 10-year anniversary this year, so woohoo.
Don't sound too excited.
No, it's just early in the morning, I promise. Yeah, I'm excited.
I feel you.
No, so I've honored over a million flags and flowers or veterans with flags and flowers now in all 50 states. And it's really awesome to be able to keep on honoring veterans, even after I finished my main goal of honoring veterans in all 50 states. Because now my goal is to send people to send people flags and flowers so they can honor veterans themselves and have their own events. Of honoring veterans on Veterans Day and Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 42 states that we are sending flags and flowers out to that are having events this year for Veterans Day and Memorial Day.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Preston, did you think that when you started this at 10 years old, it would have grown this big?
No, as a little 10-year-old kid, I did not think that I would be able to meet the President of the United States
twice,
at all.
Yeah, right?
Like, four times.
On a regular basis.
Yeah, like, to the fact where they knew me if they saw me, which is crazy.
Well, you're a homegrown Northern Californian, and you've had quite a career just starting at 10 to 20, but I'd love to hear, I feel like everybody, we're going to talk about the fundraiser, but Preston, you're 20 years old. What's the next step? Is this something that you want to pursue? Are you looking at elected office? Are you studying business? What's kind of the goal right now?
My goal right now is kind of just find where I need to be in life before I keep on focusing on honoring veterans.
Because
mm-hmm. It's kind of something where I don't want to take money away from the nonprofit. But, I mean, I have bills to pay. And so I'm not going to take money from the nonprofit, but I need to figure out something that I can do myself mm-hmm. that provides.
Aren't you studying business right now?
I am studying business right now at Shasta, online.
Good.
So it's pretty cool.
I love Shasta College.
Yeah. It's pretty nice.
Really, really good program. Is this your school then?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Where do you want to transfer to?
I have no idea.
That's okay.
I don't really like school.
Well, gosh, when you've already been working.
Yeah.
Sort of like school, it's taken me a long time to get into school. I was never really a strong student, but I always like doing the extracurriculars and talking.
Mm-hmm.
But you're finishing up school classes right now. And the biggest project that you're working on before we take the break is the Veterans Flags and Flowers fundraiser, which is scheduled for Friday, February 20th, which is next week.
Yeah.
And you're holding it at a new venue at Wind River Resort and Casino. So, celebrating 10-year anniversary, what does this year mean to you and the participants?
Yeah, it's an honor to be able to do it at Wind River, too. It's such a big event center.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really prepared to make a great speech because, you know, these people... the people in Reading, the people that are going to the fundraiser, they're the only reason why I'm able to keep on honoring veterans and, you know, the only reason why I was able to meet the president and all these cool people and go to these cool places mm-hmm. was because of the community in Reading. And these people, they've given everything to me, and I feel like, you know, I need something to give back to them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, the fundraiser is going to be fun, and I'm excited for it.
Where's, out of all the 50 states that you've gotten to go to, so actually, what is this? This is a good way to go. Fundraising, what are they fundraising for when they buy their ticket? What does this go to? Does it go to the flags, permits? What's?
Yeah, so the flags and flowers are all going to be sent out to cemeteries in 42 different states that have, we have like a contact in that state mm-hmm. and they organize an event and we make a flyer and they have a whole flags and flowers event in their state. Mm-hmm. And so we send enough flags and flowers to cover that whole cemetery so they can have their own event. And then we do that 41 other times.
And why it's important, Wind River Resort, you've held this fundraiser for these last 10 years, but you've grown. It started out at some of the town halls or the veterans halls. Last year, I think, was at Anderson, wasn't it?
It was at the Anderson VFW hall.
Mm-hmm. So you've grown this much. How many more tables are you able to host? What's the fundraising goal?
So we have like eight or nine tables left. Okay. So if you need a table, you can give my mom a call. My phone number.
April.
Yeah. Her phone number is on my Facebook page and on the bottom of that page there.
So if you're interested in a table, you have eight tables left.
Yeah.
A premium table is $1,000, 100. Mm-hmm. 1,100 seating for 10. Your business is represented. A standard table is $700 seating for a table of 10. $200 worth of raffle tickets included, and then tickets are on sale for $70 each. Yeah. That's for Friday, February 20th, and you can call April Sharp for more details at 530-515-3825. We're going to be back with Preston Sharp after the break, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on in Preston's world.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day comes with jobs no one talks about. That's why Grange Co-op has the number two sale of the year. And it's a big deal. Grab scoops, bags, potty pads, litter, bedding, digestive helpers, and fertilizer to keep everything moving. From clogs and stalls to everyday cleanups, we've got the tools to handle your business. Pets, poultry, livestock, or lawns, we cover it all. Shop in store or online. The number two sale runs February 9th through the 15th at Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Because at Grange Co-op, we know life happens.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Dang. I don't Hey, you're listening to KCNR Radio, the
just for you, Blake.
Thank you. This is we have the free rein on music today. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I don't know if Preston's ever had that as walkout music. Probably not.
I'll accept it.
I'll accept it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alex. So, hey, you're listening to KCNR Radio. I'm here with Preston Sharp of Veterans Flags and Flowers, celebrating 10 years of this project. Preston's an outstanding young man, and so I'm glad that he showed up because I was sort of floundering up here without a guest. And what better than to have somebody incredibly interesting and someone who's been to all 50 states. While we were on the break, we were talking about different states that were our favorite, and we came to the conclusion that South Carolina was the place to be.
Yeah.
Preston, what was your, when you go to these different states, who do you usually meet with and how do you make these connections in the states?
It's really, really, really random. Mm-hmm. I honestly am surprised how I haven't gotten kidnapped yet.
Right.
It's, if you text me on Facebook that you're from another state that I need, like, we're talking.
Show up.
Yeah, like, it's, so it's kind of funny. I just post on Facebook if I'm going to a state, what state it is, and like around my time frame, and what cemetery I chose on Google Maps to go to, and then I post that on Facebook and ask for any help if anybody lives close or knows family members that live there. And then eventually, after like a week or something of trying to text or email like VFWs or, you know, like veterans groups at that state, we finally get a contact, one person that we can just talk to, learn information about like the cemetery, if they're okay with it, like have them go and talk to the manager in person. So it's not like we call a cemetery and we're like, hey, we're going to send 5,000 flags and flowers to your cemetery. Is that okay?
Is that cool?
Yeah. Like, can you guys store these? Like, so we can't really do that because they won't store them. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they'll get sent to the wrong side of the cemetery. And then the workers have to deal with it.
Mm.
So it's really just getting that one contact in the other state. It helps a lot.
And social media has been the best way to make those mm-hmm. connections.
Yeah. It's been insane. I never have used social media, or I never thought it could be used as such a crazy, not marketing, but crazy way to connect with people over distances
mm-hmm.
when you have people that are following you. It's really cool.
How many followers do you think you have right now altogether?
Altogether on Facebook, mm-hmm. maybe around like 14 or 13,000.
Nationally, globally.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Is Facebook your primary way of connecting with individuals, or are you on TikTok? Have you broke? Because you're a zillennial. No, you're not a zillennial. You're Gen Z.
But it's more of the, my audience is more old people, more older.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like Facebook's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I tried Instagram, just didn't do anything. I mean, I have like 3,000 followers, but it's not like, it's moving. It's been at 3,000 since I met Trump.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't moved at all. But I kind of like that I only have really the Facebook because I'm not really overwhelmed with anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of nice.
I like Facebook for that reason too. And I met my when I was living in D.C. working in Congressman LaMalfa's office, I met my roommate just by going through Facebook. So I say, hey,
that's crazy.
It's the place. It's not Craigslist, you know. I think if we were trying to ask people solicit stuff on Craigslist, could be a lot different.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless they're a sponsor on KCNR Radio, which, hey, Craigslist. Preston, you, you're right now kind of sticking in California. You're doing this fundraiser. Is there another state that you're hitting, or are you really reworking what the next 10 years could possibly look like?
I really want to create, I don't really know if it would be a goal, but I really want there to be a set thing where younger people are already knowledged on veterans before they graduate.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's like, if you graduate college or high school, like one of the big, you know, college or high school, it's crazy to not know what veterans have done for us mm-hmm. in its full. Because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you get these little pity stories here and there, but you don't really learn about it like I learned about it. Like, I went to these places and learned about it. I got the best teachings of history that I have ever gotten in my entire life from being where it was.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more of a, if I was able to also, I don't know, create things where I'm able to send people to certain places to learn history, like younger people, like I would do that too, to like get them to learn more about history than what's fed in the books
mm-hmm.
that people get paid to write down.
Right.
Like, they get paid to do those books. It's like, not everything's true.
Mm-hmm. When you, are there any friends of yours that you've gotten to bring along on this journey that are your age or younger?
Yeah. I've gotten to bring my friends on a couple trips. It was fun. I brought my friend to D.C., that was pretty cool. He got to go to the White House. I was pretty stoked.
Mm-hmm,
I was pretty stoked. He met the Secretary of Defense in the Pentagon.
Cool.
Yeah. So we got to do some cool things. And we're still friends today, so that's nice. And there's one time I took one of my friends. Well, he was like my friend, but, you know, one of those guys that you kind of just be nice to because they're quiet,
mm-hmm.
you know, at school.
Mm-hmm.
And I took him to Florida. Because Disney wanted to film me at Disney World. And so we just picked him up. We were like, hey, man, so I'm in a limo right now. Disney just picked me up from my house. Do you want to go to Disney World?
What a rough life you had.
Well, I know. It was really, really crazy. That was a crazy day. My mom picked me up from school. She was like, get changed. I was like, what? She had me put a button-up shirt on and like some nice dress pants, and I was like,
huh,
where are we going? She wouldn't tell me, and I was like, what? And we just show up to the veterans home here in Reading, and there was a whole film crew, and it was Disney.
Wow, they didn't even warn you.
Mm-mm.
Oh man,
they didn't want me to know. And I was like, you guys really didn't tell me? Like, you know, we could have just acted it. And they were like, we ended up having to reshoot my reaction anyways. Yeah. I was like, dude.
Like, who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you people?
Yeah.
Oh.
We had to reshoot my reaction. But, yeah, we took him, and it was awesome. He's never been outside of California, so.
Did he love it?
Yeah, he loved it, but he couldn't really talk about it because he was shy.
So in the shoot, did they at least have Mickey Mouse and Donald and the crew there, or was it just random people saying?
It was just random people. Like, it was
Mickey
like,
and Donald were too busy.
The director,
or Bart Simpson. Come on.
The director tried to get me to go on a roller coaster, and at the time, I did not like roller coasters. Mm-hmm. I was not going on a roller coaster. And this director was like, pretty much dragging me on the ground, trying to get me to go.
You said, hey, dude, I'm here to see Abraham Lincoln, great moments with Abraham Lincoln, yeah. And get a picture with him.
Yeah.
That's part of the brand.
I'm trying to go on the Cars ride. I don't want to go on the Tower of Terror.
Yeah, I got to see Lightning and Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Those are my two favorites.
Yeah.
The other thing, so Preston, you're 20 years old right now. What's it like? Because I have to ask this, I feel... Me just walking around downtown, I know everybody. You, everybody stops you all the time. What's that like? Are you used to it now after doing this since you were 10 years old? Is it still something strange? Is it?
I would say most people have really a hard time knowing for sure if it's at me because I look different than I used to when they saw me on TV a lot.
Yeah.
So
you're
it's,
a man now.
It's nice. Because, yeah, when I was younger, I did not like the feeling of getting washed all the time. Mm-hmm. It was really weird. Like, I would go out anywhere, and I was just washed. Like, it's, like, weird. It's, like, and some people, they don't know how to just stare at, like, famous people, because they don't see them in Reading. Mm-hmm. Or not famous people, sorry. But they don't see them in Reading.
Yeah.
So they, like, stare at you weird, and you're, like, getting uncomfortable because they're not talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just have like a bunch of people just in corners just staring at you whenever you look.
There you go. Hi.
Yeah. But no, Reading people, it's nothing's ever been bad.
Cool.
Which is good.
You've gotten used to it.
Yeah.
20 years
used
old.
To it.
You look different. You're a man now.
Yeah. People don't really stop me for pictures. They're like, oh, it's that kid.
Now there's that man.
Yeah.
Darn. So February 20th, it's a event. I really want to go to this, Preston. I've always liked watching all of your stuff, all these 10 years. But when's the next time, that you're going to be out at the Igo Ono Cemetery doing a community? Is the next one not until May?
Yeah.
Memorial Day?
Yeah.
Weekend? That'll be the next time?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I want to go.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
How's your grandma?
Oh, she's doing all right.
Okay.
You know, she's at the senior living home off of Hilltop.
I always love seeing your grandma at the YMCA.
Yeah.
She's super sweet.
She was super nice.
And it was her husband, was that your grandpa that inspired you?
Yeah.
Through all of this?
Mm-hmm.
What branch of military was he in?
Navy? Yeah.
And that was it, because the story is he was a veteran that inspired you. How many stones did you start out with honoring? Was it just his? Was it a few?
So the cemetery, the Reading Memorial Cemetery,
mm-hmm.
it's right down the street. I would say they probably have around...
This is the one over here in downtown Reading,
yeah,
right? The Oddfellows Cemetery.
Yeah, I would say there's probably around 2,500 veterans there, I think that's around the right number. But it doesn't look like there's 2,500. There's a lot in columbarium walls, but also there's some that just didn't get a headstone. And so there's people out there that just don't have headstones.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, you know, some family members can't afford it, and it's sad. And they don't want to do the paperwork for the VA, mm-hmm. like getting a free headstone because you were in the military.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like there's military people that just don't have any showings that they were in the military because their family members just gave up on them. It's really sad to see. And I don't know. I wonder if there's a way to change that.
There probably is. That's a bigger way to grow in mm-hmm. honor. Going from the flags and flowers to changing the business model, maybe something even bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You got another 10 years to figure it out.
Yeah.
How much, so outside of the fundraiser, what are ways that people can support?
We have a website, PrestonSharp.net or FNFChallenge.net. We sell t-shirts, challenge coins, or you could just donate to sponsor a flag and a flower to be placed on a veteran's gravesite.
I'm looking at your website right now. Honor veterans every day, not just the holiday.
That's the motto. Yeah.
How many people are on your team? Is it really you, Preston, organizing this, or do you have a small team that helps you out?
It's me and my mom. It's just us.
Our house.
Yeah. We've been doing it since for 10 years, and we just keep on doing it.
Was there any, like, moments where you went, I messed up, or this was a big learning lesson from these 10 years, or has it always been smooth sailing with this project? Protocol that you had to learn along the way.
Yeah, I wouldn't really say that I messed up. I mean, there's definitely some things that I could have done better.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, looking back at it, I was like, wow, when I had all of that, when I was on a national news station for a week mm-hmm. before and after the State of the Union, like, I should have used it more, mm-hmm. I think.
Mm-hmm. As your platform.
Yeah. I should have used it to grow a lot more than I did. Because now it's like, when you don't have something like the State of the Union, it's hard to gain that traction again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't think I messed anything up, but I definitely think there's things that I could have done better.
That's interesting retrospect. Thankfully, I think you hit it right, how powerful social media is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, State of the Union, you and I both know that's a great platform, but people our age, I mean, how many of us are tuning into the State of the Union C-SPAN?
No one. And not the whole thing. No way. Mm-hmm. No way.
And with just the amount of people, like, I think I have to mention this. There's that woman who went on TikTok, Instagram, and said, I've got a tune for Dr. Pepper. She sang a small little jingle. Dr. Pepper, baby, it's good and nice. Doo-doo-doo. That was a $2 million jingle. That. Hopefully I don't have to pay Dr. Pepper for that. But that was social media. And Preston, I mean, these next 10 years, and now you're at an age of total independence, I think you're going to go to the moon, go to the stars.
Yeah, I kind of I feel it coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I want it to come. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a manifesting thing. Manifesting? Yeah, mm-hmm. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel it coming, and I mean, I just don't know when or where or how, really.
Do you think
I feel it.
Do you think it'd be something where you'd need to grow out of Reading and go to somewhere like Arlington Cemetery or D.C. or go to somewhere, a bigger platform?
Yeah, I've placed Flags and Flowers there before, but I've never had an event there. So, I mean, it would be pretty cool to have, like, a giant event honoring mm-hmm. all of the veterans at Arlington.
Because mm-hmm.
there's like 110,000 veterans or something. It's a crazy amount. It's the biggest cemetery, mm-hmm. biggest cemetery that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
And just a strange experience when you go there. So is that something? Redding's the place where you get your start, but 20 years old, kind of the world's your oyster.
I know. And I've traveled a lot of places, so it's kind of like I should know where to go next.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more of a, I know where to go, but will it support me?
It's good. It's a good retrospect.
Yeah.
Well, on the first way that we can support, we are home. We are homegrown. You've got such a great support team, and everyone, just even at the events we go to, you always have great energy and greet everyone. And your project's been impactful. Globally, nationally, and you do great work. So I can't wait to see what these next 10 years look like. And Veterans Flags and Flowers, this fundraiser is scheduled for Friday, February 20th, 2026, over at the Wind River Resort and Casino. If you'd like more information, contact April Sharp for more details at 530-515-3825 or visit www.prestonsharp.net. There's about 8 tables left.
You're about to say it.
I was
about to say it. You're about to say it.
And I don't know if this crowd would get it.
No, no one would get it.
I'm trying to break my habits. I've been addicted to saying 6-7, I had to slip that in. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, so Preston, we have a few more minutes. Is there anything you want to leave with people to think or follow more or way that we can honor veterans every day, not just one day?
Yeah, I would say if you don't know how to honor a veteran, the easiest way is to go to the grocery store or to the mall, and if you see a veteran wearing their veteran's hat, to say, hey, thank you for your service. And that's all you have to do. Mm-hmm. And I've heard from a lot of different veterans that just makes their week, makes their day. And it's really easy thing to do, and all you have to do is fight a little social
anxiety,
yeah, mm-hmm. and just say thank you for your service, and they'll have an amazing day. So
simple, impactful. Mm-hmm. Thoughtful. Preston Sharp, great to see you. Visit www.prestonsharp.net to learn more information. Friday, February 20th, Veterans Flags and Flowers. We'll be back with Shasta College. This is the KCNR News Hour. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown Reading. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A Jeffrey Epstein co-conspirator takes the fifth. Ghislaine Maxwell declining to answer a House committee's questions about the late convicted sex offender's dealings. Maxwell appeared this morning before House lawmakers via video link from a Texas prison. The Seattle Seahawks, Super Bowl champs for the second time in franchise history, 29-13 win over the New England Patriots, Super Bowl 60. But it wasn't necessarily the action on the field that caught President Trump's attention. He has something to say about the halftime show as well as about the Winter Olympics.
The president first took aim at Americans competing at the Olympics, saying one of the athletes should have stayed home after freestyle skier Hunter Hess said that wearing the flag doesn't mean I represent everything that's going on in the U.S. The president called him a real loser. And then Donald Trump complained about Super Bowl halftime performer Bad Bunny. He wrote online that the Puerto Rican singer's show was terrible and was an affront to the greatness of America. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Japanese Prime Minister Takeichi's governing Conservative Party has secured a two-thirds supermajority in the Japanese parliament in the latest election. The BBC's Shima Halil is in Tokyo.
352 seats out of 465, way more than they were hoping for. They continued with their coalition with the Innovation Party, so together they have this sweeping majority now in parliament, and that gives Japan much needed political stability, and it gives Sanae Takaichi the mandate that she was hoping for, the mandate that she called the snap election in the depths of winter for, and that essentially gives her the power to push through with her agenda.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 66 points, the Nasdaq better by 195 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
A Norwegian diplomat gets caught up in the Epstein scandal.
A Norwegian ambassador has resigned as she faces scrutiny over her contacts with the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The foreign ministry announced Mona Juul's resignation on Sunday evening, days after she was suspended as Norway's ambassador to Jordan. That follows reports that Epstein left the children of Juul and her husband $10 million in a will drawn up shortly before his death by suicide in a New York prison in 2019. Foreign Minister Espen Barth Eide said Juul's decision was correct and necessary. He added that her contact with a convicted sex offender showed a serious lapse in judgment, adding that the case makes it difficult to restore the trust that the role requires. A ministry investigation into Juul's knowledge of and contact with Epstein continues. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Find more information, news, and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump throws his support behind the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act.
Posting on Truth Social, President Trump writes, quote, America's elections are rigged, stolen, and a laughingstock all over the world. We're either going to fix them or we won't have a country any longer. He called on Republicans to fight for the Save America Act. He continued, quote, all voters must show voter ID identification. All voters must show proof of United States citizenship to register for voting. President Trump concluded by posting that there should be, quote, no mail-in ballots except for illness, disability, military, or travel. John Scott reported.
A trial focusing on whether Meta misrepresented the safety of its platforms when it comes to the dangers of child sexual exploitation, set to start today in New Mexico. Opening statements in the trial scheduled for later today. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on the Carl and Linda Bott Show. In this last hour, we just had Preston Sharp of Veterans Flags and Flowers join us to talk about his event and fundraiser coming up on February 20th over at Wind River Resort and Casino. This is the annual fundraiser to support their cause and supporting veterans. Always great to see Preston Sharp. He's grown into quite an amazing young man, and I can't wait to see what his future becomes in the next 10 years. I think the world's possibilities are limitless to him. Cool kid. All right. I'm joined here with our Shasta College Hour. I'm here with Mark Montgomery, the Administration of Justice instructor, and Alexandra Jones, a Shasta College Administration of Justice student. Hi, you two. How are you?
Good morning. Just great.
Good morning.
I'm great.
Good to see y'all. And I'm also joined with Peter Griggs. Hey, Peter.
Good morning, Blake. Good it's always good to be here.
Are you on TikTok right now?
I am. I'm doing a quick post, yes.
Good, 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 good. Nice to see both of you. I'm so glad that you both are here to talk about the Administration of Justice program. I think it's one of the top in community college standards for California. Is that true, Peter?
We are definitely one of the top innovative community colleges in the state, if not the nation. Mm-hmm. As you know, we've had a lot of our programs out here, and we have gained national attention for so much that we're doing out at the college. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to have our AOJ program out here with Mark and with Alexandra. So,
well, that's wonderful. So, Mark, I would love to start out with you. You and I caught each other in the KCNR lobby, and we said, you look really familiar, and you said, yeah, I gave you a ticket many years ago.
I don't remember going like that.
No. But, Mark, you helped out so much when we were doing all the development in downtown Reading for parades and programs. Yeah. You are a retired Reading Police Department officer, and you were in the motor vehicle department, weren't you?
Yeah, right at the end. Almost till the end, I was the motor sergeant and then retired out as a sergeant 2 years ago.
And now you're in this role as the instructor and program coordinator for the AOJ department. What has that transition been like for you?
Honestly, pretty smooth. Shasta College has just been an awesome place to work. It's just wonderful out there, both for professors and students alike. And the transition was smooth. It's always been kind of my goal. Originally, when I went to college, way back when I was 18, it was to be a teacher. And so 30 years later, I'm coming full circle. I'm back in the classroom. So it's been fun. It's I'm not going to say I missing law enforcement right now. I'm really enjoying the college life and doing the instruction now.
Well, are you, because you're a program coordinator, are you also an instructor too, a professor?
Yep. I take, well, right now I have three classes at the college, and they give me release time to go to what's called SHIELDS, our regional training center that we have with both police and fire. So again, Shasta College is, I'm fortunate enough that they give me that release time to go up there. Instead of teaching two classes, I go up there and help coordinate other classes and teach up there as well.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
The SHIELD facilities are outstanding.
It's pretty cool. Shout out to Eva Jimenez for getting that up and going.
Another Shasta College instructor, too.
Yep.
Alexandra, You're a student in the program. Tell me a little bit about yourself and how you decided that this would be a career that you'd like to pursue, possibly.
All right. Well, I am in the AOJ program. I completed last semester, and now I have a couple of courses this semester. I'm pretty much almost done with the main curriculum. I can honestly say the only reason that I am in AOJ is because it's a great stepping stone into becoming an attorney, and I've always been told how great of an arguer I am. So
good.
I might as well make some profit off of that one day. No, I intend to be in corporate law, so probably not too much arguing, more paperwork. But needless to say, my experience with Shasta College and the AOJ program, sorry, is just, I'm blown out of the water. This is the best program ever. I have had other college experience in my life, and I was unable to retain focus. This is the best program ever. Like, anybody that's interested in law enforcement, becoming an attorney, working for the courthouse, anything of that nature, anything at all regarding law, highly recommend Shasta College AOJ program.
Why do you think it's come so naturally to you, and why you like it so much?
As far as being in the program?
Mm-hmm.
I love to learn, first of all. You know, the drive is definitely there. It's a passion. Once you find your passion, it's almost like learning everything in regards to the thing that you're passionate in. It's not a task. It's easy. It's everything that I have taken has captivated me. My attention is just always there. And it's also the way that the instructors, you know, provide the material too. You know, they're not just, here's your assignment, here's your homework, get it done. Like, they care. So having someone that feels like they're on your side, that matters. So it's not just the material being exactly what I'm interested in, but it's also the instructors, too. And honestly, if it weren't for the instructors and the high quality of just who they are, you know, and then also being so concerned and wanting student success, I don't think that I would have even made it through the first semester.
That's amazing. That's good. High regards, Peter.
It is. I know.
And, you know, knowing that you have Mark Montgomery, who actually served in what's the correct term? Public justice?
Public service.
Public service. Is that common to have faculty members that had experience in that profession be the teachers?
It's very common at Shasta College. And we also, of course, have, you know, outside organizations who do consult with us, especially on our curriculum,
mm-hmm.
so that we keep it ever present in mind that these students are going to be looking for jobs after their education.
Alexandra said something very specific that stuck out with me, is that she's studying this program because she's interested in becoming an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the career paths that students could pursue? Let's go with Mark with studying AOJ.
Yeah, first of all, the praise I got from Alex, that just cost me one A and $50. Easy. Cheap. A lot of career paths, right? Back in the day, I took a couple AOJ classes at Redwoods College over on the coast, and predominantly 95% of the students were all law enforcement. So you didn't get a broad scope of perspective in those classes. And I found as I stepped back into the classroom that I would say the majority of the students are not going into law enforcement specifically. There's a smattering of police officers, corrections, quite a few for advocacy, attorneys, and a few that just flat out don't trust law enforcement or are there to see, you know, what we're all about. So it brings great dialogue to the classroom to have some really deep discussions and to really look into some of the issues that are going on today and see how we can collaborate, make it better. And I'm always asking them, hey, this is great in the classroom, but how are you going to take this out into your life with you?
Has this, I really enjoy this because I feel like just in the last 5 years, the way that we look at public safety and law enforcement has changed drastically. And I think that's just post-COVID world and George Floyd movement. And,
yes.
And I also hear from RPD just how different this area is for how supportive law enforcement gets. What are some things that you guys are teaching and applying to the real world and what people can expect and how it's changed?
It's a great question. Shasta College has been very good about finding funding to bring in new tools to the classroom. So we have a simulator machine where we can put students in front of scenarios and have them actually feel what it's like to be a police officer when confronted with situations. We now have a demonstration police vehicle out there, and we just got virtual reality headsets to even have more of an immersive environment. And we really tried to show, or Yeah, all the instructors really try to show that what the perspective is from law enforcement, what rules, what statutes we are following, what case law we're following, what policy in doing our job, and how that interacts with you being an individual as a police officer, how your personality comes through, and how you can make that position better by being a good person, or you can make it worse by not being a good person. Mm-hmm. And then we also talk about the requirements that are on citizens when they're interacting with police officers. For example, their obligation to obey our orders if they are being detained at a traffic stop. And I think that dialogue for those that aren't going into law enforcement really helps them understand the bigger picture of, oh, okay, this is why the police officers are doing what they're doing. And then again, we go on those deep discussions as far as the ethical and moral responsibilities that you have as a police officer. Actually, really, I keep saying police officer, but anybody in the criminal justice system. And that, I think that goes a long way. It really resonates with them as well that in law enforcement, as you said, the George Floyd movement, when I started law enforcement, it was Rodney King, and after that. And
interesting.
And so you're almost seeing this full circle, and it's a reminder of, hey, how can we do better? And what I've always really admired about law enforcement in this country is we learn from these issues. We take a step back and we go, okay, what can we do better and how can we train better? And taking that from being active in law enforcement and trying to take that into the classroom, that same mentality about, hey, what can we do better? And like you said, the amount of trust in the North State with law enforcement is awesome. Like there's probably very few places in the country to have this much support. So one of my main goals is these students, as they go out to the real world, that they're going to continue that trust that we have with the community.
Mm-hmm. Fact, Mark, that's the perfect way to segue into our break. I can't wait to talk more. We're going to be back with KCNR Radio 96.5 FM 1460 AM with the Administration of Justice Department.
When the skies are gray.
Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Every day comes with jobs no one talks about. That's why Grange Co-op has the number 2 sale of the year. And it's a big deal. Grab scoops, bags, potty pads, litter, bedding, digestive helpers, and fertilizer to keep everything moving. From clogs and stalls to everyday cleanups, we've got the tools to handle your business. Pets, poultry, livestock, or lawns, we cover it all. Shop in store or online. The number 2 sale runs February 9th through the 15th at Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Because at Grange Co-op, we know life happens.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Welcome back, KCNR listeners. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on the Carl and Linda Bott Show. This morning is flying by. I'm joined with Mark Montgomery and Alexander Jones from the Administration of Justice Department at Shasta College. We talked with Mark about the program and how law enforcement and teaching practices have changed and some of the tech that you can experience. But let's pass this over to Alexandra as a student. Alexandra, you said you wanted to be an attorney. That's why you're studying this, but you're also in this program learning so much more about the history of law enforcement and changing. So what are things that you've learned that have stuck with you, and what's it like being with so many diverse different students in this program?
Absolutely. So I'm going to start by saying that when I started this program, I had no interest in policing, but I knew that there was going to be a lot about policing. So pretty much, you know, one thing that we have to go over is the history of policing. And I think that as far as like just from the 1960s to now, the way that it's changed so drastically, there used to be a lot of discretion with police officers. They just, everything was just about what they thought in that moment. And they didn't really have a whole lot of, you know, proper training and codes of ethics to follow and things like that, which, you know, it really made police look bad. And over the years, it's gotten drastically better. So, you know, they have a lot more laws that they implement. They're more about the community. Like, and I say laws, like, I mean, rule is law to me. So a rule for a police officer, you know, you can't just, you know, send a domestic violence victim right back to their house. Like, you give them the options now. And whereas before, that used to never be a thing. So before, it would just be, oh, do you have somewhere to go for the night? And then that would be the end of it. And they would never press charges. They would never pursue the problem. And, you know, that's something that, for me, is really important, is that, you know, police are to serve and protect. So the fact that they have all of these things that, you know, they have to follow now, it's just all these rules, and it's not just rules for like policing, it's codes of ethics that they follow in their day-to-day life too. These people, these police officers, they have to uphold a higher standard in their own life, so that way they can show people like, hey, you know, we are here for you. And they want to show people like, we are people of integrity and we care about you. And I think that seeing everything, I've been in concepts of criminal law. I've been in intro to AO Administration of Justice. I am in multicultural issues right now. There's so much. You learn so much about where policing was and how it's changed over the years that it's too much to, I'd talk to you all day about it if you wanted me to have a full conversation with you. But it's amazing to me that everything that we're learning is about, it's not just about like, oh, the people in general, it's not about just the people in general, it's about how, what each demographic faces the struggles of and how we are supposed to deal with that. And to me, I wasn't really on law enforcement's side to begin with, and I am now. Like, it's changed me and my mindset so much, and I see the things that have been implemented, and it's just incredible. So that's a huge thing to me.
What are some of the classes that stuck out to you?
The two classes that have stuck out to me, Concepts of Criminal Law. Mark was my instructor on that. That was last semester. That was really difficult for me because to me everything is just black and white, but there is a lot of gray area in between that you have to know about and how people are going to react and what to expect and why they react. It's not just the, well, this is what we do. It's why. You get the basic understanding, and then you understand like how things are charged, like how different offenses are charged and, you know, why they're charged this way, and then what we would do in certain scenarios of like maybe the offender has no, you know, criminal history. It's just, there's a lot to it, but it's amazing. And then also the multicultural issues. That one is a huge one to me, a huge topic for me. It goes over all of the different demographics that you would deal with, and like knowing how things affect them is huge. And to me, it's like you have to be able to know your community. And there's a lot of different people in our community, so you can't just, you know, talk to everybody in the same just stern tone. You have to be able to relate to these people, because how could they trust you if you aren't a relatable person yourself? You know, does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So to me, those are the two classes that stuck out to me the most, and they have really just opened my eyes to a lot of things when it comes to policing that are really important.
I'd love to hear about faculty that you've gone to meet through this, because Mark, former law enforcement, is there any other faculty that stands out to you that's influential in sharing their personal experiences?
Yeah. So Craig Carmina, unfortunately, he's retiring, but he is a wonderful instructor. And he, you know, talks about his own experiences with law enforcement and policing. And he's got a lot of experience in the field. And just, you know, he definitely gives, like, the bigger picture and puts a different narrative, like, hey, the outside person looking in would see it this way, but this is how it really needs to be looked at, because it's not just about what you see on the outside. Mm-hmm. You have to consider the situation and think about all of the things that you don't see just on the outside of it. So, and I know that that's really like, you know, it's not dialed in on one specific thing essentially, but, I can't really go into all the details because it would take a really long time. Mm-hmm. But he does talk about his experience a lot, and that really does help a lot with the courses.
So as a student, there's also internship opportunities. Have you gotten to do an internship yet, or is there one that you're interested in?
No. So I have my path that I'm on right now is to finish with my associate's in science for transfer, and then I intend on moving to go to school for basically for my JD. And then that's going to be in Chico. So I kind of have my own path there. I don't think being an intern would be right for me, but that's not to say that it wouldn't be right for somebody else.
What are some internship opportunities that students have doing the administration of justice program?
The attorney's office, the DA's office has been a great example of that for internships. Also, not exactly an internship, but the cadet program, both for the sheriff's office and Reading PD. We have close ties, very tight ties with both those agencies, and I'm constantly in contact with them. They'll come in during my courses and do a little presentation about what they have to offer. Very open to, amenable to working around school schedules, other work schedules. Great way to get some experience. See if you like the profession or not. If you do, there's just a lot to learn. If you don't, you know to bounce early and, you know, figure out something else you want to do in life. And on top of that, there's always opportunities. I get students that come up and talk to me, and I try to, on a personal basis, place them with various people that I know within, you know, different law enforcement agencies up here.
And then, Peter, do you know how old this department is with Shasta College? Is this fairly new, or has this always been a part of the Shasta College fabric?
Well, again, we've been around for 75 years, so we've had various programs come and go. AOJ has been around since I have been with the college, mm-hmm. so at least the last 15 years, and it has a good track record with our college. So we're excited to be able to promote this.
The only reason I ask you is just because the innovations that Shasta College has mm-hmm. implemented, which is within the last 10 years.
Right.
Specifically programs that really reflect the area that Shasta College
Correct.
Is located in and California practices. specifically the fire department is...
Well, I think our passage of Measure H was really critical to a lot of the innovations that we're seeing, a lot of the advancement with the college. Our library has completely been revamped.
Yes,
the,
it has.
Right? The Regional Public Training Safety Center, also our fire academy, right? And so... You know, that has been beneficial to the AOJ program as well, having that area out there. So the college in general has continued to grow and to advance all of these programs and look at each one of them for how they can continue to...
And students setting up for real success for careers that have long-lasting benefits.
Well, that our
and
community needs.
And make a safer community.
Correct.
So we're going to take our next break, and then we're going to come back and talk more about life as a student and how people can get enrolled.
Sounds great.
All right.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Every date comes with jobs no one talks about. That's why Grange Co-op has the number two sale of the year. And it's a big deal. Grab scoops, bags, potty pads, litter, bedding, digestive helpers, and fertilizer to keep everything moving. From clogs and stalls to everyday cleanups, we've got the tools to handle your business. Pets, poultry, livestock, or lawns, we cover it all. Shop in store or online. The number two sale runs February 9th through the 15th at Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding. Because at Grange Co-op, we know life happens.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Well, sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I
got to get away. You're listening to KCNR Radio 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're here on the Shasta College Hour. I'm Blake Fisher filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. And yeah, we're looking at 8:30 in the morning on February Monday 9th. And anyone who's listening the day after Super Bowl, thank you for tuning in. I hope you're ready for the work week and the day. And I'm so glad I'm joined here with Mark Montgomery and Alexandra Jones of the Administration of Justice Department. So, Alexandra, we just talked about taking some classes as a student, but for you, how did you know that Shasta College was the school that you wanted to go to and signing up and registering for these classes?
Well, for me, it was, I wasn't sure what I was doing, and then I stepped on a campus and I was like, wow, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. This is probably for me. And so I went in, I talked to someone in admissions, and they were just so kind. They helped me through the whole process, and it just made me feel like this was definitely the right step for me. I already knew that I wanted to get an education, and I just didn't know what I wanted to do. I actually was originally a business student.
Mm.
And then just looking at the classes, I was like, wow, I have no interest in this. So I knew that for me it was definitely going to be AOJ. So I ended up changing last second to AOJ classes, and you know, it just kind of took off from there. Like, it was very easy to become a student. They were very, it was admissions really, because I felt like I had no idea what I was
They're
doing.
They're amazing.
They are, yeah. They helped me through literally the entire process. I had a little bit of college history prior, about 11 years ago. And they were like, hey, you might need to provide a transcript. They even helped me figure out how to get my transcript from 11 years ago, mm-hmm. from a college that's not even in California. So they're very, very helpful. And it was a really, really easy process. And then, of course, moving on, you know, you have to talk to a counselor. And they have different programs. So, like, for instance, I'm in their EOPS program, and they have a couple of other programs that are more geared for, like, adults who are working, have kids, things of that nature. And it's just it's extra help. And they also will help you get into classes that offer extra help. For instance, I'm in statistics, and that is not my strong suit. So they offer a class that's statistics with, you know, an aide in the classroom. So that way there are two people to
extra
be able
support.
To come help you. Yeah, extra support class. So it's really nice. But anyways, so, you know, they really help guide you and figure out what's best for you based on what you're telling them. So they're great at offering their advice, and they have a lot of experience doing it. So definitely something that if you're interested, just go talk to them, because you won't really know until you go there and you feel the vibe on if you're really going to be dedicated to this or not, and then you'll definitely know.
Mark, what do you want the students to experience in this program?
Mostly pain and stress,
yeah.
over getting a good grade. I
yeah.
want to see him suffer.
Exactly.
He knows that from me.
No,
I transition. I'm just like, so nice. Successful.
Yeah.
I do. I really want to see them succeed. I always tell them I'm 100% there for them. If I see the effort put in, I'm going to give it right back to them. But I'm very honest with them. I'm like, if I don't see the effort from you, I don't feel like giving my 100% effort back to you. So let's be a team, come at this together. If you're struggling, let me know about it. You know, communicate with me. My email is always there. My office is always open. We can always figure out a time to meet. But really, I want them to succeed. If the AOJ program is what they want to get into law enforcement, let's make it work. What do we need to do? What are your shortcomings? What do you need to improve on? What are you really good at? Where do you think you fit in the AOJ system or the criminal justice system? Do you feel like being a police officer? We get a lot of people interested in being, I think they watch too much, what is it,
TV.
Like Criminal Minds and
yeah.
everything else, and they want to go straight to being a forensics or straight to a super duper detective watching, you know, or solving murders, and it's like, doesn't,
you don't
oh,
have,
like that
you don't have a script writer solving the case at the end of 30 minutes all the time.
Sounds cool, but most your investigators, your detectives are going to start off as police officers and work their way up. So we just have those good, open, honest conversations about what it takes to be in the criminal justice system.
I'd love to hear, because Shasta College, I think, has done a great job at no matter where you are in your life, you can start.
Yeah.
Someone who's 30, 40 years old looking for a career change or anything, what's your advice for that?
It's especially with law enforcement, if you're in your late 30s, early 40s going into it, it is a grind on your system physically mm-hmm. and mentally. I ended my last 2 years working weekend graveyards, and it was tough. Mm-hmm. So my advice would be just know that going in. Keep yourself good in mental, physical shape if that's what you want to do. There are other career tracks within the criminal justice system where you're not going to have as much physical or mental toll, so you might want to go down those avenues as well. But going back to what you said about the community college and Shasta College, it is so cool to see the wide variety of students that are sitting in there. You get your students that are in their late 30s, early 40s, then you have your 17-year-olds that are coming over from the high school, and you've got a wide spectrum of marginalized groups, socioeconomic groups, and it just leads to a really good discussion. Mm-hmm. Some people that have been through the justice system, right? They've been mm-hmm. on probation. They've been on parole, so they can give that perspective as well. So that's what I think community college is really unique for, number one. And number two, I found that instructors at a community college are there a lot more for the students than a four-year university.
Definitely.
I was a product of a community college and then went on to Humboldt State, and I just love it. I mean, I wouldn't have got through, my degrees without the community college support and those instructors there. And I feel the same vibe at Shasta College. Really, they're just there for the students just to make sure they succeed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well said. And for students, Peter, I know we'll finish when we get to the end, we'll talk more about it. But, what is Shasta College's next 5 years even look like alone for you guys in these departments are growing? Because right now it just seems constant growth. Is there kind of what
it is?
Step?
We just heard from the president. Our enrollment numbers are up. We're actually up past pre-pandemic levels, and so that's exciting. So you're right. The next 5 years, we're just going to continue to see these programs grow, bring new programs online that our community has indicated they need. I want to touch really quick back on what Mark was saying. The instructors are definitely there for the students, but I have heard from so many students. I'll use my two sons as an example. They both went off to 4 years, and yet they kept in touch with the instructors at Shasta
yep.
that they took.
Yes.
And, you find, and especially just personally with my sons, you form those friendships, mm-hmm. And you have that opportunity at Shasta to really get to interact on a personal level with your instructors, mm-hmm. form not just the professional relationship, but the personal relationship as well. And as you graduate from those 4 years, again, you start to find yourself coming back to those instructors saying, hey, I've graduated, and mm-hmm. can you help me out? What do you think I should do?
I'm so glad you mentioned that. Yes. The faculty is unlike anything else.
It really is.
Liz Waterbury. Still
oh, yes.
keep in touch with her.
Yes.
Camille Mahili, a statistic teacher. Okay. If you're looking at statistic class, you better take Mahili's class.
I have Randy Bush.
Randy's great,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's so wonderful.
But Mahili, she's good. I succeed.
But
I'm terrible.
This is our fact, right? We have these mm-hmm. fan groups, practically, for all of our
teachers.
Instructors. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exciting. Especially for the students who can come there, who can form these personal relationships. We just had the first day of the semester start a couple of weeks ago, and we had, students coming past us. We have booths set up, and we're all out. Oh, I'm nervous. And it's like, no. Mm-hmm. Get into your class. Spend that first week. Take that jump. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you the number of students who come back, and they're, the second, third week, and they're like, oh, wow, this is awesome. I didn't believe that college could be this way. College, as Shasta, has changed, mm-hmm. even just in the time that I have been there. And Alexandra mentioned all the support with EOPS, PACE. We also have our Tutoring and Learning Center, which is really well known. It's in our new library, newly remodeled library. We have both a science section and a math and writing section. And so many of those tutors, my son Simon, got his start in the Tutoring and Learning Center. And went off to SOU, and guess what? All the training he received at Shasta, he translated that right into SOU, and they put him in the tutoring center there.
Mm-hmm.
Alexandra had something to add.
I just want to add to that really quick and say, first of all, I also have Liz Waterbury right now. She's amazing, doing music appreciation. So one thing that is kind of scary to people is I have in-person classes and online classes. And for me, I was scared of the online classes. I didn't think that I would have a very personal connection with my instructors, and I felt like I wasn't going to have enough support. So that is not the case. That is absolutely not the case. I've already talked to Liz Waterbury about my concerns, and she's already addressed them. I've even gone as far as to send her a music meme, which was hilarious, and we both laughed about that. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so I just want to say, like, first of all, don't be scared of the online classes. They're very useful and beneficial, and there's always a way to talk to your instructor, and it may be a 24-hour delay, but at the same time, they're still going to get back with you. And then secondly, yes, the tutoring center is so helpful.
Yes.
I have been in that tutoring center like my life depends on it, let me tell you. So for writing, they're very honest with you about your writing. They're able to adapt to your writing style, so that way they help you. That way you're not, you know, coming off as a different tone on a paper and you don't get graded down for it. As far as, you know, the math side, they don't just do math. There's a French tutor. You know, they have all different kinds of tutoring available, and mm-hmm. the tutors that they have are just amazing. Absolutely amazing. They're so willing to work with you on anything that you need, and they are able to explain things in a way that it always makes sense. So it's very, very helpful, and it's free. It's free to the students. I don't have to pay extra for this, and that is just life-changing. So I just wanted to interject and say that because that is so important. You may not feel like you have support, but once you learn of all the programs that Shasta College has to offer, you would just, you immediately know, yeah, like, this is going to be for me. I'm going to succeed.
Alexandra, are you sure that AOJ is where you want to go? Because I'm thinking a career in marketing, right? Public relations. We should talk.
Amazing what an A and $50 does, right?
Oh, gosh. Oh, goodness. I will say, at the end of last semester, I was so grateful to Mark. He helped me a lot, and I had a lot of struggles, and especially with concepts of criminal law, because I wanted to combat everything that I was learning because I had so many questions and concerns. And, you know, he would take the time to sit with me and say, okay, but I hear you, but this is why it's this way. I need to know the why. So, and he did that. And at the end, I actually made him a really awesome Dubai chocolate cheesecake, and was like, good. Thank you. This was my thank you for, and I would never have done that in the early part because then it might be looked at as like, oh, give me an A. No, but anyways, so, it's just the gratitude that I have for these instructors. It's just amazing. I cannot talk any more in a higher regard to the instructors than I already have. And I could go on about that all day.
Yeah. Quality. Just because it's community college doesn't mean there isn't quality. Seriously. Get anybody that thinks I need to go to four-year. Community college is where it's at. Shasta College.
Shasta College. Yes.
Working on 75 more years. Hey, we're going to take our last break of the hour, and then we're going to be back. And you're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-6-42.
Everybody calls us.
Every day comes with jobs no one talks about. That's why Grange Co-op has the number two sale of the year. And it's a big deal. Grab scoops, bags, potty pads, litter, bedding, digestive helpers, and fertilizer to keep everything moving. From clogs and stalls to everyday cleanups, we've got the tools to handle your business. Pets, poultry, livestock, or lawns, we cover it all. Shop in store or online. The number two sale runs February 9th through the 15th at Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding. Because at Grange Co-op, we know life happens.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right, welcome back, KCNR listeners. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. I've been here with Mark Montgomery and Alexandra Jones from Shasta College's Administration of Justice Department, and we've tapped on the Administration of Justice Department, but we also talked about the success, student success of Shasta College and all the different opportunities there are. Me, I loved the cafeteria. I still think about the country scramble that they come out with. Biscuits, hash browns.
Denise does an amazing job over
there. Yes, they do.
And we can't forget, we have to do a shout-out to our on-site Starbucks as well.
Lucky night.
Right there in our library, I'm telling you, it is so popular.
Gosh, and the students get to work there too, right?
They do, yes. Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Don't forget about the bistro.
I've never got to do. Yes. See, when I went there, the bistro was also under like construction or
really?
Yeah, transition. So it was there, but then it wasn't under solid leadership. And then whatever happened, then Che got it, and then
need to come back out. I need to have you, Carl, and Linda come out. Treat you to lunch out there.
It'd be so fun.
Yeah.
And the students,
you guys have to be there too.
The culinary students are the ones that cook for the bistro, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Correct. They make some fancy things.
Oh, it's a great, great little opportunity.
So you know, this is my time. This is AOJ.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
No,
yeah.
They can have their own spot.
Back to AOJ.
Yeah. Well, Mark, now you're in the hot seat. So, what is something that we didn't cover that you want to leave with our listeners today?
You know, we had a couple or a few preset questions, and one is the need for the people in criminal justice, you know, moving forward. There's always going to be a need. We see peaks and valleys with hiring based on, incomes of states or private industry. If it's bad, people move to public service or vice versa. But we're always in need of really good quality people that have that high moral and ethics, to do the job appropriately. The other question we had written down too as well was kind of what would you expect to earn? And in California, not gonna lie, you make a pretty good wage in the criminal justice system. Yeah. And you, have a good pension. It's, pension is few and far between nowadays, and, it's a strong pension. If you put in the time, you're gonna be very, secure when you retire. So just a shout out to the pay. I know a lot of people say, oh, they don't get paid enough, and maybe not, but it is definitely a viable industry to go into if pay is your concern. That being said, don't go in it for the pay. You're gonna burn yourself out.
Yeah.
You're not gonna be happy with yourself. So just make sure you're the right fit for the system.
Student success in your image. You know, what do you see makes a strong candidate for this program?
Again, I'm always harping on the high morals and ethics. The willingness to be open and to listen to people with the communication skills is huge. We've seen a little bit of a regression with that, maybe with COVID, maybe with phones and everybody looking in there and texting each other instead of talking face-to-face right before I retired. That was one of the biggest things I noticed with new recruits coming in, was that inability to communicate to one-on-one or with groups of people. So be a good communicator. Don't be afraid to learn. Go outside into other cultural groups. Experience life. It's going to make you a better person when you go to interact in a law enforcement setting. Get your education, or go a military track, or do another industry outside. It seems like those make great employees for some reason. People that are in a trade have gone to the military and education. They all bring their bonuses to the agency themselves. You just have this wide variety of experience to work with.
Mm. What's the rest of the semester look like? What classes are you? You're in criminal. What was the name of your class that you're
doing? So right now I have my intro to AOJ class.
Okay.
And then my criminal concepts class. Those are in person. And then online. What am I doing online right now? Oh, my report writing class.
Legal aspects of evidence.
Mm. That was last semester.
Oh, you're not offering it.
Yeah.
So Mark, because if you're a student, I'm thinking of just general public that's probably listening in here right now. It sounds like even taking an intro to administration justice course would be helpful for people that just want to understand more.
I'm glad you said that, and I don't know, maybe we could look at community courses as well. I think one of the biggest pitfalls right now in the country is the lack of knowledge that our public has on law enforcement and how you're supposed to interact, what they go through on a day-in and day-out basis. I think that would make us much closer if people from all realms of society came in and at least had some sort of basic understanding and knowledge of the criminal justice system. It would again, with that whole communication, would just speak volumes.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I got to take one of those courses, and just, you know, in the first few chapters, you feel like, oh, I get it. The foundation of modern law enforcement.
Yeah.
All based 1950s.
Yeah.
Peter, with a few minutes, 8:55, registering. Students, where the semester's already started, but what can people do? Late start classes, anything?
You bet. No, great segue. Thank you. And I want to emphasize that we have gone to kind of an 8-week model for a number of classes. Mark can probably speak to that from the AOJ perspective. But we do have in March our second block of 8-week classes. And so if someone is out there listening and they're thinking, well, I'd like to get started, it's never too late. Go in, apply. Alexandra had mentioned getting set up with the counselors. All of that, what we would call matriculation, right? Getting set up so that you know what classes you're going to take, when you're going to take them, what path you need to be on. Now's a great time to be starting to start that conversation with the counselors and get in for that. So I would encourage, go onto our website. That's always the first step.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested in administration of justice, we have a search bar right at the top. Type that in. Type AOJ. You will find the answers there. I'm sure you'd be able to reach out to Mark. He's in the directory. And ask questions.
And Shasta College makes it the least intimidating experience. And I think everybody gets if you're going back into school or wanting to try something different, there's an anxiety that's like, oh,
absolutely,
I'm not ready. I shouldn't do this.
I can't afford it.
I can't afford it.
Right.
And there are so many things from the administration, the admissions office,
mm-hmm,
where they just set you on the right path.
Again.
And get it done in one afternoon. Your whole future could be changed.
It will be. And Alexandra had mentioned this. I'll just double down on scholarships and 2 years free, right? If you are a full-time student, and I know that can seem daunting to people, you can get to full-time pretty easily, right? It's 12 units is full-time. We'd like to see you get to 15.
Mm-hmm.
But that's 2 years tuition free, right there. And then we have a number of other scholarships out there. If you're a full-time student, you may qualify for up to $4,000 a semester to help get you back in, reskill, upskill for that new career. And so there's a lot of opportunity out there. But I'll turn it back to Mark really quick if there's anything related to AOJ and contacting about the program. If he'd like to put in a word there, that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, so you can find me in the directory, mmontgomery@shastacollege.edu. Be happy to answer any questions. And just thank you for the time to come out and talk about the program and for Alexander to come out here and spend some time with us early in the morning. Usually she's, you know, still working on her hair and trying to get herself going.
But. That is so not true.
Alexandra, any last thoughts from a student perspective on coming out to the campus? I know all the students that I talk to, there is that intimidation, right? That first step. And I always like to ask, what would your advice be to someone else who is, they're out there and they're thinking, well, maybe.
Well, I'll put it this way. I'm 29. I have two kids. That's not an easy thing to, you know, manage and navigate. But if there's just, you know, a few words to say, it's free. Don't hesitate. Just do it. It's going, all it's going to do is advance you further in your career path, in your life, whatever you want to do. You know, it's not something that should even be a question. Mm-hmm. It's something that this community, this state has to offer you. Just do it. It sounds scary, but once you start, it's a decision that you won't regret.
Well, I'm glad that you're in their program. I'm glad you brought Alexandra on the show.
Absolutely.
And I can't wait to do – what's next month? What do you think of next month for the highlight?
Next month, we're still working on it, but we'll have a great program.
It'll be just amazing.
It will be.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to close out the hour. Carl and Linda will be back tomorrow on KCNR Radio for the Carl and Linda Bott Show, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Alex, thanks for everything being in the studio.
Of course.
And Shasta College, get in those classes. March is the next block of classes.
That's right.
We'll be back.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.